Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. Today we're going to continue our discussion on the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. In our last episode, we talked about the foundational presence of the Holy Ghost in the Old Testament. We talked about its activity in creation, how it empowered individuals in the Old Testament for specific tasks, and then we talked about the unknown tragic departure in the life of Samson. Such understanding lays the groundwork for appreciation of the continuous work of the Holy Ghost from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Today we're going to shift our focus to a little bit more personal level, that is, the role of the Holy Ghost in our individual lives. You see, one of the most powerful aspects of the Holy Ghost in the New Testament is how it works within the individual believer to build us up, to strengthen our faith, and to deepen our connection with God. To begin our discussion on personal edification through the Holy Ghost, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 14 and 4, which states, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself." This verse is foundational because it highlights the unique way speaking in tongues builds up and strengthens the individual believer. When we engage in speaking in tongues, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work within us. You see, it's not just about uttering sounds that we don't understand. It's about opening ourselves up to the power of the Spirit. The Greek word used here in 1 Corinthians 14 for edify literally means to build a house. And so just as a house needs a strong foundation and a structure to stand firm, our spiritual lives require the edifying work of the Spirit to remain strong and steadfast. And so speaking in tongues serves as a direct connection to God. James 3 and 8 tells us, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." But by allowing the Holy Ghost to guide our speech, we are practicing a form of spiritual submission and discipline. So speaking in tongues is not just a one-time event when someone initially receives the Holy Ghost. Instead, it is a continual practice that keeps our spirit attuned to God and what He's trying to accomplish. The more we engage in the practice of speaking in tongues, the more sensitive we become to the Holy Ghost's guidance in our daily lives. It's much like exercising a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. So speaking in tongues also serves as a powerful reminder of the Holy Ghost's presence and activity within us. It is a tangible manifestation of the Spirit's indwelling, and it reinforces our identity as Spirit-filled believers. So when we talk about speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians 14, it's also important to highlight another crucial aspect of our spiritual life, and that is praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, Paul states, "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." And so when we read this passage of Scripture, it captures a dual approach to prayer that we as believers are called to practice. Praying with the Spirit, in this instance, refers to praying in tongues, and it is a form of communication that transcends our human intellect. When we pray in tongues, we are allowing the Holy Ghost to intercede through us and speak directly to God in a language that is beyond our own human comprehension. This form of prayer is incredibly powerful because it is Spirit-led and it is Spirit-filled. You see, in this passage, Paul also emphasizes the importance of praying with understanding. This involves using our native language, articulating our thoughts, needs, and praises to God in a way that our mind can grasp. It's a complementary practice to praying in tongues, and it provides a balance to prayer life. By integrating both forms of prayer, that is, praying in the Spirit and praying in our natural tongue, we engage our whole being in communion with God. Praying with our understanding allows us to consciously present our requests and gratitude to God, while praying in the Spirit allows us to connect on a deeper and more intimate level. It's like having a two-way conversation with God, one that involves both our mind and our spirit. This dual approach to prayer ensures that our prayer life is both intellectually and spiritually fulfilling, because it enriches our communication with God and it enhances our spiritual sensitivity to the Spirit's leading. When we pray in the Spirit, we may not always understand the words that we are saying, but we can be assured that the Holy Ghost is interceding on our behalf. Because Romans 8 and 26 tells us that likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This verse speaks of the importance of relying on the Spirit in our prayer life and trusting that through the Spirit, God knows our needs better than we do. When we talk about speaking in tongues, we have to also realize that there are spiritual benefits to this practice. It's more than just a spiritual discipline. It is a means of personal edification that strengthens us, but it also brings about transformation in our lives. And so when we speak in tongues, we allow the Holy Ghost to begin working within us, bringing upon a deep and profound personal edification. This edification builds up our inner being and fosters both growth and strength. The transformative power of the Holy Ghost is evident because it shapes our character, it strengthens our faith, and it equips us to face life's challenges with a renewed sense of spiritual vigor. For instance, speaking in tongues during personal prayer can lead to a heightened sense of God's presence and a deeper understanding of His will. This isn't just about feeling good, nor is it just about experiencing emotional highs. It's about real, substantive change in the life of a believer, because the Holy Ghost empowers us to overcome our weaknesses. It allows us to break free from spiritual strongholds, and it grows us in our relationship with God. It is a continuous process of being built up and strengthened in our faith. In 1 Corinthians 4 and 2, Paul states, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." This verse highlights another deep aspect or profound aspect of speaking in tongues, and that is speaking mysteries to God. When we speak in tongues, we are engaging in a form of prayer that transcends natural understanding. These mysteries that are referred to here are divine secrets, profound truths. It is revelation that our spirit and God's spirit communicate directly. This is a form of spiritual communication that is deeply intimate and personal, and it allows us to connect with God on a level that goes beyond intellectual comprehension. It goes beyond carnal reasoning and dives deep into spiritual revelation, things that can only be revealed through the Spirit. This concept of speaking mysteries underscores a deep spiritual connection formed through tongues. It's a form of communication that enriches our spiritual life. It draws us closer to God, and it aligns our spirit and our will with His Spirit and His will. When we engage in prayer in this form, we're not just speaking into the void. We are participating in divine dialogue that has power to transform our inner being. The practice of speaking mysteries to God also enhances our spiritual sensitivity and our discernment. As we regularly pray in tongues, we become more attuned to the Spirit's guidance and more receptive to God's divine revelation and insight. It is a way of opening up ourselves to the deeper things of God and allowing His Spirit to reveal truths and insights that we would not have access to any other way. Moreover, this spiritual practice serves to strengthen our faith and confidence in God's promise. It reminds us again that the Holy Ghost is actively working within us. It is interceding on our behalf, and it is aligning our prayers with the perfect will of God. This deepens our trust in God. However, when we talk about tongues, it's important to address some common misconceptions, because misconceptions and misunderstandings can prevent believers from fully embracing the spiritual benefits of speaking in tongues. One of the most prevalent misconceptions is that speaking in tongues is merely a form of emotionalism. You see, some people think that it is just an emotional response or a way to generate excitement. However, this view overlooks the spiritual significance and the biblical foundations of speaking in tongues. Because speaking in tongues is not about stirring up emotions. Instead, it's about allowing the Spirit to work within us. It's allowing the Spirit to have its way and to transform us. 1 Corinthians 14 and 4, Paul states, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself." Again, this means that beyond the initial infilling, beyond the first time someone receives the Holy Ghost, one of the primary purposes of speaking in tongues is to build up the individual. It's a practice that strengthens our faith and fortifies and brings strength to our spiritual life. Emotional experiences may come and go, but the edifying work of the Spirit through speaking in tongues has a lasting impact on our spiritual walk. Another misconception is that speaking in tongues is no longer relevant because it's no longer accessible. This view is based on the belief that such a gift of such as speaking in tongues was only necessary and only accessible in the apostolic age and is no longer needed today. However, this perspective contradicts the continuous and ongoing role of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the believers. Moreover, Scripture does not suggest that speaking in tongues and the infilling of the Holy Ghost was intended to cease after the first century. On the contrary, these gifts are vital for the edification and empowerment of the church throughout all ages. As we discussed in a previous episode, it's important to remember that speaking in tongues is biblically endorsed and it has benefits. The Bible provides numerous examples of believers speaking in tongues, and it was the normative, what is expected, what they expected to see when someone received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so it's not just something that is relegated to the first century church. It is an expectation, something that is supposed to be there in the life of every single believer. When one speaks in tongues, the Bible characterizes it by the individual having a sense of joy, peace, and spiritual empowerment. This leads to a personal relationship that then outgrows into the life of the believer. And so genuine spiritual experiences, such as speaking in tongues, should lead to increased faith, greater spiritual maturity, and a deeper connection with God. Another misconception or something that may hinder somebody is they may feel hesitant about speaking in tongues due to the fear of the unknown. And so it's natural to have concerns about the fear of the unknown, but what we have to do is trust in God and trust that the Spirit will guide us in the process. And so speaking in tongues is a voluntary act of submission to the Spirit's leading. It requires us to yield our speech to the Holy Ghost and trust that God will give us the words to speak. To overcome the misconceptions we discussed here, we should focus on the biblical basis for speaking in tongues, and we should also consider the personal testimonies of those that have experienced its transformative power itself. It's interesting to me that individuals will say that speaking in tongues is an act of the devil, or that speaking in tongues isn't something that is relevant to Christianity today, when it's clearly stated in the Bible that speaking in tongues is a practice of the church. Moreover, it's also interesting that the individuals that speak negatively about speaking in tongues are those that have never experienced it themselves. And so experiencing it and realizing that your experience aligns with the Word of God is the foundation of whether or not something is true. And so it aligns with the Word of God. It is something that is continuously spoken about. It is not about emotionalism, nor is it an outdated practice. It is a biblically grounded experience that provides spiritual benefits. And so by understanding and addressing these misconceptions, we can fully embrace the benefit and the power and the edification that comes with speaking in tongues. Thank you for joining me this week on All Things Apostolic. I look forward to seeing you next week.